Hope you enjoyed that one. That was by, what are they called? Midnight Oil. And for any of you that have listened to the first three shows on this 87.7 FM Panjpani Radio RSL that we're in the coming to the end of today, unfortunately, ends this evening at 6 o'clock. You'll know that I saw those back in Australia in 1987, so I've been playing those songs a few times. So, enjoying that. So, we're about to do three stories now, one of which is on Citizen's Eye, about a local cooperative that's celebrating an anniversary, and also a story about Somewhere Too, and a summer programme, they've got a summer campaign they've got coming up called Somewhere Too Restore, the High Street Heist. We're going to kick it off with an article that appeared on Monday, July the 1st, in the Leicester Mercury newspaper and also online. It was talking about new tenants for Waterstones, and it was an article by Tom Mack. New tenants have come forward to take over the former Waterstone shop in Leicester's Market Street. The three-floor store closed its doors on June the 1st, and at the time, retail experts warned it could be a difficult space to rent out again. However, a women's fashion company and another unnamed shop want to rent parts of the building, which has been split into three units. City Centre Director Sarah Harrison said the overall situation in Leicester, where about one in eight shops stand empty, was about to improve. She said there are several empty units in the city centre, but 22 of them are about to be let. They include Waterstones in Market Street, the former Millet store in Granby Street, and the former Pound Stretcher nearby, which is being taken over by the Leicester City Council. The fact that Waterstones has been let is extremely positive news. Pret-a-Manger opening is a very good sign for Leicester, and there are generally a lot of positive noises. I think the discovery of Richard III and the city being shortlisted for the City of Culture 2017 have also helped. Dominic Gomersall, who owns Lumber's Jewellers in Market Street, welcomed the news that new tenants were headed for the former Waterstones store. He said, "I'd like to think Market Street still has a place for Leicester shoppers." A Leicester Mercury survey of the busiest 15 streets and shopping centres in the city found about one in eight shops are empty, which is unchanged from when it did a similar survey 2 years ago. Humberston Gate and Gallatry Gate were the best performers, having hardly any empty units, with Belgrave Gate, Carts Lane and Loseby Lane all having fewer than one in ten of their units empty. High Street currently has more than one in six units empty, and other streets bringing the average down are Granby Street, with more than one in six empty, and Churchgate and St Martin's Square, both of which have more than one in four units empty. Both of the city's shopping centres are doing above average. High Cross has just over one in eight empty, with Haymarket about one in nine. Martin Trainer, the chief executive of Leicestershire Chamber of Commerce, said, "Leicester is still a vibrant city centre, and its mix of retail and leisure will ensure that it succeeds." So, let's talk about the story that we put on to Citizen's Eye this morning about Leicester Whole Food Cooperative that marks 26 years. It says, "As the face of high streets change around the UK and familiar shops disappear, there is one store in Leicester that has remained local, loved and trusted for 26 years by the local community. Owned by its members and not by shareholders, Leicester's Whole Food Cooperative first opened in 1987 and has continued to serve local people with organic, vegetarian, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, fairly traded and locally produced food for 26 years. This week it is one of the many cooperative enterprises in the UK celebrating the national campaign Cooperatives Fortnight, which started on the 22nd of June and goes on until the 6th of July. Some things were a little different in 1987 than they are now. Hairstyles, technology and fashion, to name a few, but there are many things that remain consistent in Leicester Whole Foods Cooperative. The cooperative and staff remain an active part of the community. Local suppliers are still used and workers still have the option to be its owners. The cooperative has maintained its commitment to providing the best quality foods from local suppliers wherever possible." Now, Paul Charnock is the current manager and explains what he thinks is behind the co-op's long-term success. He said, "It is quite simple, really. Our priority is not purely profit. It is our members, the community, and our cooperative values and principles. That allows us to focus on understanding what our customers want and on meeting their needs, which means we remain close to and very much in touch with our customers. With the theme local, loved and trusted, the 14 days of Cooperative Fortnight will see businesses ranging from bike shops to bakers, architects to allotments, farmers to pharmacies, inviting local people to join them in celebrating the fact they are owned by and run by their members." So you can actually look on the UK Co-op website, which is www.uk.coop, C-O-O-P, and you can find out more about cooperatives. And we're really pleased at Citizens Eye to be able to share with you, and some people will know if they follow us on Twitter and Facebook, that the cooperative is being set up to take on the community media training school, which we've been running for the last 5 years as part of Citizens Eye, but it's now being spun off to be a cooperative, which will be hosted at BBC Radio Leicester. So we're about 5 or 6 weeks into a relationship there, and we're looking to develop it. Hopefully, fingers crossed, with all the paperwork done, all our ducks in a line, we'll be able to open in November during our 6th Community Media Week. So keep looking at the citizenseye.org website for more information on that. And to finish off this little segment, we've got some news from Somewhere Too, which some of you will know is something that we've been involved with Citizens Eye, supporting Tina Barton and What Box Participation Consultants with her contract. Well, there's new contracts in the pipeline now, so about 3 months into those now, one for both What Box and for Citizens Eye. And as part of that commitment, we're involved in a new summer campaign that they've got called Somewhere to Restore, the High Street Heist. And we've been teamed up with a colleague in the East of England and also the guys in Northern Ireland. So it's been great to be able to support Rebecca and Connor over there in place to be able to get their new shop up and running, which will be opening hopefully sometime in August, to fit in with the campaign, which kicks off on the 18th of July. There we go, I'm just reading the information here, on the 18th of July. And we're going to be supporting their store, which is representing Northern Ireland. And we'll be doing it through sort of Citizens Eye, lots of sort of campaigning around use of social media, talking to young people about the high street. So let me read you this information that's on the Somewhere Too website. This Somewhere Too is utilising the UK's two most underused resources, young people and space, by launching Somewhere Too Restore, the High Street Heist. Across the UK, young people will be empowered and supported to take over disused shop spaces over the summer, kicking off on Thursday the 18th of July. Now, the activity will showcase talents, ideas, enterprises and ambitions to local communities and beyond. Imagine what you could do with your own space on the high street. This is your chance to make it happen. From exhibitions, screenings to startups, markets, pop-ups and performances, Somewhere to Restore will bring the explosion of new energy and optimism that the nation's town centres so badly need. If you have an idea and you want to see how you can use one of our shops and you want to help manage the shop over the summer or simply want to get involved, then let us know. So you can either pop down and see myself and Tina Barton every Tuesday between 9:30 and 10:30 at the Coffee Republic shop on Granby Street for our regular community news cafe. Or you can come down on Tuesday afternoon between 1 and 4 to BBC Radio Leicester for one of our regular community media hubs. Or there is a Somewhere To drop in on a Thursday between 4 and 6 p.m. at Apex House on Charles Street, opposite Connections, between 4 and 6 p.m. So this project is for 16 to 25 year olds, but if you know anyone that is 16 to 25, or you might be 16 to 25 yourself, you can come down and find out about how you and a group of friends or people that you know can get involved in some of the things that we've got here in Leicester and Leicestershire and across the East Midlands, and then how you can take part in some debates which I'm going to be recording and filming and sharing with our colleagues in Northern Ireland at the Restore shop there. So exciting times ahead. It's going to be an exciting summer. Someone told me earlier by text that it's going to be a heat wave next week, so I think we're finally going to be heating up with July. And also, final thing on the Restore campaign, on Saturday the 20th of July, which is the kickoff of the national campaign for 6 weeks, we're going to be running a pop-up media centre at the Coffee Republic on Granby Street. Thank you to Poonan and her family there for letting us use their shop. They're always very supportive, letting us do things around like the torch relay last summer and stuff. So between 9 a.m. in the morning and lunchtime, 12 o'clock midday, we're going to be running a pop-up media centre, so you can come along and tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are on the high street, you know, what should be in a high street, what sort of things should be brought back, what sort of opportunities, if you've got any ideas that you'd like to get involved in, bring into life over the summer, particularly as part of this campaign, or also building up to Skyride on August Bank Holiday, which seems to be getting even bigger, which is really good. I'll read out a press release that we've had from the City Council about the City Festival that's taking place on that weekend. So if you want to get involved, check out the website, somewhere2.com, or look on the Citizens Eye website and you'll see the big logo on the left-hand side for Somewhere Too, and you can go through and find out some more information. So thanks for listening to me. I'm John Costa here from Citizens Eye on the Penge Penny Radio Community News Show. Till